Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, it's the Hound. Thank you. Hey, this is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and it's showtime. Opening up a little instrumental blues hangover for those of you too hungover to sing along. Eddie Big Boy Carson with Barracuda. We heard Robert Nighthawk in the Nighthawk Shuffle. Lightning Hopkins and Lightning Stomp. L.J. Thomas with Sam's Drag. We opened up with, as the label says, Unknown with Washing. Boop. What do we got going on today? We're going to play records and say mean things about people, as usual. Yeah. We got a little radio family here. Il Bruce, Andy the bartender. And for you longtime listeners who might remember this next fella. No, not Opie, but the next best thing. Dennis is back. The Denster. Denois.
Yeah.
You have to get close to the mic if you want to say hi to the folks.
Here I is. How you doing?
Just off a big rock tour, we understand.
Yeah, bet.
How is the rock tour?
You know, partying with the devil five weeks every night. No.
Den is the road crew.
Den, road manager for Guns N' Roses these days.
It was a blast.
Brought home more pairs of white cotton panties in size 2 than I've ever seen in my life.
Even their discards are fine, man.
Good to be back here, Hound.
Yeah. We probably got a State of the Vibe report going on at some point. We'll do
also,
some news. But let's kick right back into it. We're going to rock it on Mars one time with Terry Donovan.
And it's getting so good, there isn't any space to rock like we should, but I've got news. The Martians have got hold of a rhythm and blues. So let's take a rocket ship away up there and rock on Mars where there aren't any squares. We'll rock on Mars with a funny little man, and their skin will be made out of thin. Rock to the sound of funny guitars. Rock all over that old planet Mars. Rock the night until dawn. She's out to rock on. Those cats on Mars will rock like mad, and none of them will be very sad. Rocking on Mars till they're content. Music gets a really scent. As soon as we land, we'll dig it too. Rock on Mars, it's me and you. We'll rock on Mars with the funny little men, and their skin will be made out of tin. Rock to the sound of funny guitars. Rock all over that old planet Mars. Rock the night until dawn. Teach the Martians how to rock on. Teach the Martians how to rock on.
This is a hit!
Hey, let's do the Cherokee Dance.
Chick-a-bop, chick-a-bop, chick-a-boom.
Dance a wild and tempo man.
Chick-a-bop, chick-a-bop, chick-a-boom.
Take 3 steps forward and bow your head.
Chick-a-bop, chick-a-bop, chick-a-boom.
Dance until your face turns red.
Chick-a-bop, chick-a-bop, chick-a-boom.
Grab your girl and spin around.
Chick-a-bop, chick-a-bop, chick-a-boom.
Three steps back and dance one out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all the bound to this crazy beat. I take 3 steps forward and bow your head. Wow, this tiny face is red. Grab your girl and spin around. I take 3 steps back and dance squat out. I dance all around to this crazy beat.
Chick-a-bop, 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 ch
let's get ready to romance. I take 3 steps forward and drop her head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Well, girl, girl, it's been a while. Take 3 steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, dance all around to this crazy beat. Take 3 steps forward and bow your head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Grab her again and spin around. Take 3 steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, kiss your babe on this last beat.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Oh, man, I think I'll just bug out of this party. It sure turned out to be a dud. Oh, man, ain't that just about to rot? 13 men and 12 women. Wouldn't you know it, the last dud of the party. Yeah. Well, I think I'll just go downtown and cruise the drag now. Yeah, I think it's about that time. Oh, man, I thought that party was dead, but this town, it tops it all. Oh, wait a minute, there's something. Yeah. Well, I think I'll just cruise around the block and pick that up. Hi, honey, what you doing tonight? What do you say we just take a little spin, honey? Yeah, just get right in. Oh, honey, scoot a little closer. Oh, a little closer, doll. That's it. What's your name, honey? Well, Rosie, what do you say we just take a little spin out to the boonies and park? You know what I like. How do you like my glass bag, honey? Oh, wait a minute, honey. I think that's a fuzz on our tail. You just watch me ditch him on this next corner. Good evening, officer. I mean, officer. Oh. What's that you say? Wrap him up a little fuzz? Oh, I told you they were stocked. April 13th, 10 a.m., you say? Okay.
This is a hit!
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good. But nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about this monster that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no,
was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature!
Was it, it must have been that thing?
I froze dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Fat Moses Moe.
Uh-oh.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Boom, 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 boom.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No, creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He peeped at me, but before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can't get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut to the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No,
are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
This is your Hollywood reporter, Dick Tufeld. Let's talk to Jerry Lee Lewis at the MGM Studios in Culver City, California, where Jerry is on stage 2A recording the title song from the new motion picture, High School Confidential. There's a whole lot of shaking going on at MGM while this great balls of fire kid is beating it out with his new High School Confidential song. And here he is, Jerry Lee Lewis.
I just overheard what you said, buddy, and I like it because this happens to be my favorite song.
Oh, Jerry, every singer says that about his latest hit.
Well, I've got to. I just happened to have written this one with my good friend Ron Hargrave, and I hope you and your listeners approve.
I'm sure it'll be another big Jerry Lee Lewis hit. But, Jerry, now that I've got you here, tell us something about the picture High School Confidential.
Well, sir, it's a good one. It's the first high school story that's really been done with class. Lots of suspense. It's based on an actual incident that happened in a high school. It's full of excitement, too. Jazz sessions, drag races, gang fights, the whole bit.
And loaded with stars, I understand.
That's right. Russ Tamlin, Jan Sterling, Diane Jurgens, Mamie Van Doren, and many more of my favorites.
Hey, Jerry, speaking of favorites, I'm always curious about what recording stars a singer like you has on his A-list. Who's your favorite gal singer, for example?
I love them all, but if I have to be pinned down, I guess Patti Page and Kay Starr is my favorite. I like their style and showmanship very much.
How about male singers?
There are so many good ones that you put me on the spot. But my favorites are those who sing with a beat.
Well, I'm sure that many of our listeners would go along with that, Jerry. Now, how about your favorite type of music?
Well, I must admit, rock and roll has me real gone. But actually, I like all kinds of music. But at the moment, the craze seems to be for a song with a beat. And I believe in always giving the public exactly what they want.
In other words, the customer is always right, huh?
I have to go along with that. Teenagers are very music conscious, and if they like a particular song, you can be sure there's a reason. Like an unusual sound, a clever lyric, or a singer who sings with lots of showmanship. You can't fool the public. If the song has it, or the kids is going to buy it.
Well, Jerry, I know they'll discover all of this in your new recording of the High School Confidential song.
Man, you're really bouncing. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Jerry Lee Lewis. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, Russ Tamblyn, and all the others in your latest teenage motion picture.
High School Confidential.
That's it, Jerry, and good luck.
Do right all the time. Well, I'll move on down the line.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. It's them. W. Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. That was the Killer live version of Down the Line, a little outtake from the famous Star Club LP.
Sort of the best live record ever recorded.
Sort of, kind of, is, definitely.
Well, there's always Frampton Comes Alive.
The Sonny and Cher live album is a good one. The Jayhawks with The Creature. Chuck Daniels and Glasspack. Bob Froggy Landers with Willie Joe and his Unitar. And Cherokee Dance. We opened up with Terry Donovan and Rocket on Mars. That Chuck Daniels thing, I hardly ever get promo albums that I want, but I got three of them yesterday, so I'm going to plug them. You got this. That was from this Teenage Riot LP on the Atomic Passion Records. And it's a collection of really, totally pointless, trashy juvenile delinquent songs. You'd really like it. Go buy it, and then maybe they'll start paying me to play these things. God willing. Anyway, what's going on, El Bruce?
Not a whole lot, Hoss.
What have you been doing there?
It's been a week of weird tragedy in my life. It's
weird tragedy?
Yeah, not fit for airplay, that's for sure.
Oh, been following the Yanks?
Yeah, that's been a big part of it, actually.
Yeah, kind of a drag. I think they're a little confused.
You know what is the deal, man? They're pitching good and not hitting. What?
Yeah,
what team is this?
It's just insanity.
That damn team in Queens, I think that's their routine.
I think Lou is just very unsure of what to do. I don't think he's really handling it well. But give him a couple of weeks to settle in.
First off, while Paliarulo's out, move Clark out to first and Mattingly over to third, so we don't have, like, you know, Bobby Meacham stinking up the joint.
You got that, Billy? Yeah, he's terrible.
Mm.
At least in the field. You want to do a little news here?
Yeah. What do you want? Which items are the most pungent? We got to meet these things out in little small doses.
You can read this one.
Oh, boy.
This is a good one. This is courtesy of our pals over at Badlands, not the gay bar, the bookie joint.
Thorograph, the tip sheet place. They've got nothing better to do than Xerox these things out of the paper, pass them around, and crack each other up. You boys, listen close to this one. In an unusual warning, doctors have reported the case of a man who injected cocaine into his penis to heighten sexual pleasure, then suffered gangrene that led to the loss of both legs, 9 fingers, and, you guessed it, his penis. The case involved a 34-year-old man who told doctors he occasionally squirted a cocaine solution into his urethra. Cringing yet? The tube that carries urine out of the body. The last time he did so, in June 1987, he suffered a persistent painful erection that lasted 3 days, prompting him to seek medical help. During a bath, his gangrenous penis fell off. Surgeons then removed the remaining gangrenous tissue and amputated his legs and fingers. The man is being fitted with prosthetic devices at a rehabilitation center. They're doing great things with those prosthetic devices these days.
Yeah.
But how great?
Yeah, well.
You think when he shot it up in his penis, he tied off first?
I don't know. I think he was just skin popping, so to speak.
I guess, you know, some of these guys, these drug fiends are in such bad shape, they have a hard time finding a vein.
Well, next time I get a persistent painful erection, I'm not going to take a bath, that's for sure.
No.
Little Elvis says, just say no.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, we got any more news? We got a lot of news. We'll do a little at a time this time. Mom charged the woman who dressed her 7-year-old son as a pig and tied him to a bench in the front yard where neighbors could view the crying child, pleaded innocent yesterday to a child abuse charge. According to police, Mary Frances Bergamasco, age 29, said she wanted her son to understand for if only 30 minutes that lying and stealing makes you look like Pinocchio. Mom said it worked on us kids. The pig outfit, it doesn't work. You gotta.
How does a pig outfit connect to Pinocchio is what I don't.
Put on the pig outfit, go to jail. It's the law.
I think, if you really want to humiliate your child, try a Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson costume.
Just make him wear the glittering glove.
By the way, that Neil Young story we did last week, we seemed to scoop everybody. It was all over the papers this week.
Yeah, that was a big hot item.
Thanks,
too.
Lauren. Lauren from Rolling Stone got us that little tip. But it is a truly offensive video. You want to see Spuds McKenzie licking a woman's breasts and Michael Jackson's hair catching fire and all sorts of tasteless trash. It's a terrible record, a terrible song, but a good video. It's a real change of pace. This is WFMU East Orange. Those of you who are out in that little park over in West Orange, that is not the training ground for the Spastic Olympics. It's not Jerry's Kids. It's the WFMU picnic. And people that you don't want to see in shorts and bright sunlight in a large gathering, there they are. So somebody might want to go document this with a... You got a camera or something.
baseball.
You might want to head over there. I can't even remember the name of the park. Somewhere in West Orange. There can't be too many parks in West Orange. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Grilling up them Franks.
Yeah, we have things to denounce. Tuesday on the pier, Dion Diamucci, everybody's favorite greaseball, and Ronnie Spector, everybody's favorite little Polynesian love pump, will be appearing together. That's on the pier. Carl Perkins will be at the Lone Star Monday and Tuesday. Ben Vaughn Combo and the Mekons at CBGB tonight. Jonathan Richman at Maxwell's tomorrow and Monday. And he's also playing
in Central Park, like right now.
Right now, he's playing for free up in Central Park under the band shell. Fats Domino at the Ritz, August 1st through 5th. Can you think of anything else?
Nah. Music Maestro.
That's more than enough. Keep you out of trouble. Music Maestro. What do we got here queued up? Mr. Connie Mac Booker. Coming at ya. Yeah, bad cue, I know.
That good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston. And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them with dancers. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps. Rock and roll. Will you shut up?
But I love it so weird. Dance, baby. Hey, if you see me at the dance, I think you're gonna break with me. Dance, baby. Dance. Hey, she ain't very tall and her feet aren't right. When she gets it going, she's a member of the band. Big old block and the music starting to dance some more. Well, dance, baby, dance. Hey, go on, baby, I don't care. Really get it going and mess my hair while you dance.
When we had a crash, we had a crash. Pow, right down the bottom. All this fluctuating, dropping a point or two up, a point and a half, drag out of your skull. Rock and roll.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling. And I'm shaking. Talk romance, my heart stops dough and a stink bottles dance, and I'm panting and I'm singing. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug it with all of my might, and I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like he took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Well, a storm rocks a ship on a sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me, cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping and I'm shaking.
We went to a ball game in the old days. We went to see baseball play. Yes, sir, if we didn't like a call, we'd get out there and take that ump and bounce his head over that plate till he made the right call. There was baseball in them times, yes, sir. Rock and roll.
Will you shut up?
A quarter in my pocket, a silver dollar in my shoe. Got a quarter in my pocket, a silver dollar in my shoe. I got a dollar and a quarter, baby, I'll give them all to you. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Well, if that ain't love, baby, I'll eat in my hand. Got a heap of tender kisses, got a heap of loving too. Got a heap of tender kisses. Got a heap of loving too. Got a lot of loving kisses, baby. I'll give them all to you. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Don't you know? Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Don't you know? Well, if that ain't love, baby, I'll eat in my hand. Think about you every morning.
about you every night. Think about you every morning. Dream about you every night. I'll do anything you want, just let me hold you tight. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Well, if that ain't love, I'm a cross-eyed alley cat. Don't you know? Well, if that ain't love, baby, I'll eat my hat.
You call this beer? Carbonated defrost. Give me another one and compress the head, will you?
Now when I die, don't bury me deep. Find me any way you can. Pour the filled whiskey at my head and feet. I wanna tell you, man, I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Now when I glide down the avenue, people will stop and stare. Well, I go to real cool cat, they'll say, and I'll be laying there. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down. Now I never had the dough, keep on the go. My insurance is paid. Well, there's one thing I want to know, is when I die, I'll have it made. Now I won't care in a rainbow. Photographers are all about. Well, from Hollywood to the avenue, I'm gonna take my last trip out. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral. I want a Cadillac funeral when I put this corner down.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. It's the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange.
Pertaining to.
What was that? Peppermint Harris and Cadillac Funeral. It goes out to Andy, our road manager, in his big old Cadillac. Boy, it beats the hell out of those little Jap cars Nick used to get.
Get that right. I think Zenon's having a Toyota funeral as we speak.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to dedicate that. We can dedicate that also to Zenon, who bought the big one this week.
Yeah.
Sanford Clark with Cross-Eyed Alley Cat, Little Willie John and I'm Shaking, Tom Crum with Dance Baby Dance. We opened up with Connie Mack Booker and Love Me Pretty Baby into the three-syllable thing there. Let's see. We got a little more news here. Yeah, over the weekend, a piece of the FMU computer was ripped off. What's missing is the transformer and power cord. So if you know where they went, you can bring them back.
That would be nice.
Not only that, seeing as we have all the FMU DJs assembled at that thing. Oh, you have something to say, too? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil the party. I know you all are having a good time out there, lording over the barbecue and tossing the hacky sack. But look at each other. Look at each other in the eyes and realize one man or woman among you has the other 45 spindle.
That's what I was going to say. The 45. There's only one 45 spindle here today. I'm doing a good job of hand centering them.
I think Carson swallowed it.
But, you know, the problem, most of these people, they just play albums. I mean, so rock and roll was made on 45s. You need two spindles to do this.
They sound louder off of 45s.
Yeah,
sound
it sounds better. Even the scratchy ones sound better.
Yeah. See a 45, play one.
Yes. We got some more news there. The spindle wasn't the biggest thing that happened all week, but it's the thing that bugged me the most. Intruder in outhouse enters plea. A Santa Barbara man, and Santa Barbara is a pretty plush community, if you've ever been there. A Santa Barbara man who spent Sunday morning under a Montana de Oro State Park woman's outhouse pleaded no contest Tuesday to three misdemeanor sex offenses. Registered nurse Donald Herbert Baker, 38. You know when they stick their middle name in these articles, you always think of
That's just saying go to the brackets.
Go to the brackets. Yeah. I will. I'll get to the brackets. I noticed that. Oh, you know, but then when they use somebody's middle name, you immediately think they're guilty of some horrible sex crime, yeah, or, you know, if not murder.
Lee Harvey Oswald, whatever, you know.
Dressed in a suit and tie, pleaded no contest, blah, blah, blah. He's scheduled to go in church. Park rangers found him in the pit, directly under the toilet seat opening. He was covered with waste and wearing only drawstring briefs, tennis shoes, and a towel draped around his shoulders, according to police reports. He thought it was the sauna. He saw the steam rising. He thought it was the sauna.
Well, he was seeking, like, emotional succor, it says there.
After being arrested, Baker, who was married, told police he just got the urge sometimes to sit under the outhouse where he enjoys the smell in the darkness, according to police reports. Baker is scheduled to be evaluated by the probation department, blah, 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 blah. This is from the...
So, like, my friends are
San
like...
San Francisco fixed income newspaper.
My friends are like, you know, why do you go out and do that radio show with that guy? You know, I mean, why do, you know, what is it about that thing? And it's like, well, I just enjoy the smell in the darkness.
It's, oh, we won't mention it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Smell in the darkness. Roger Ebert's newest rival. You get this story?
Yeah.
Yogi Berra, the man who was credited with such quotes as, "It ain't over till it's over," and nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded, is hanging up his baseball cap once a week to provide similar insight into the film world. Berra's Yogi at the Movies, a brainchild of New York sports marketing agent Tom Valente. New York sports marketing agent. I got to cover a scam like that, some sort of consultant.
CD owning, necktie wearing.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Well, where were we? Past manager of the Yankees and the Mets and current Houston Astros coach. The 30-second reviews shown on a 65 TV stations throughout the country begin with a simple headshot of Berra with a black backdrop and an off-screen voice, Valente, injecting questions. Yogi, did you get scared? He asks of the movie Fatal Attraction that served as Berra's movie critic debut. No, I only get scared when it's scary, he answered. Yogi's scoreboard, where Berra gives his ratings, gave Fatal Attraction a home run, though he doesn't like it to get a strikeout. Other rate, blah, 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 blah. Here's some of his other reviews. Rambo 3, Stallone is a one-man army. That's some thoughtful insight. I guess in college they'd call that a...
thesis? I don't know.
No, they...
Theses?
No, they'd call it... I forgot. Thank you, Andy.
Andy
brought a 45 spindle. I'm going to wear this around my neck. No one else is going to get to use it.
Some orange juice.
Good morning, Vietnam. I've always been a fan of Roger Williams. He meant Robin Williams. Three Men and a Baby. Proves three men could be just as good as one woman. I don't know about that.
Jeez, yo. Talk about the smell in the darkness.
Biloxi Blues. It reminded me of being in the Army, but I was in the Navy. Yogi Berra will salute you with the sign of the beast. This is WFMU East Orange. Should we go into Surf Caboose?
There's an idea.
Surf Caboose.
Set the dwell on 10 there, fans.
Those of you in the New York area, you might not want to go surfing due to syringes at high tide.
Yeah.
They closed the entire New York beach for floating AIDS needles.
Well, you can pick up one of those full-body condoms they sell at the Store 24 on 6th Avenue and 8th Street. It might help.
I don't think it's needle-proof. It doesn't look thick enough. I would get a whole wetsuit and I would coat my face and hands if you're going to surf on Jones Beach. Anyway, we're going to kick it off with the Deacons and the amazing Baldy Beat. This goes out to Quine. Sweater.
listen to the sounds of hell.
I totally screwed that up. I completely cued the wrong song, and we're just gonna change it right now. I was on the phone. There we go. This is the way it should have went.
Ba 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 Well, now dig this.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, it's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange. Bo Diddley, what was he doing in that set with Aztec? And it sounded like he might have hung a few in his time.
Yeah, I think Bo Diddley pretty much hung one most of his career.
Yeah. The Beach Boys would Do It Again.
Perennial Radio Hound favorite.
Bobby Lee Trammell with Truly Fruly. Dick Dale, Spanish Kiss. We meant to play the other side of that, Thunderwave. But, you know, they switched everything on the board around again, and I'm just completely flustered. The Nation Rockin' Shadows with Anesthesia, also known as Pipeline. What did you call that, lawsuit surf?
Yeah, there's a whole genre of lawsuit surf, you know, things that sound sort of like Miser Lou or sort of like Surf Beat or whatever, you know. Walk,
great.
Don't Run, Sideways, sort of, you know.
Yeah, the Deacons with Baldy Beat, that was what opened it up. That had a pretty brutal guitar solo on it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what else is going on here? We got a report from Graceland there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll weigh that clipping there.
Okay. Well, we can do something else.
Yeah, we can do this. Dateline, Memphis, Tennessee, which is where I was just 2 weeks ago. an out-of-control car smashed through the wall surrounding Elvis Presley's Graceland Manor, and a guard later stood watch to keep fans from carrying off broken bricks, authorities said. Dietrich Michelle Hardy, 21, was charged with failure to maintain proper control of her vehicle, if she's related to Joan Kennedy, and driving without a license in the accident early Thursday, the Memphis Police Department reported. Hardy and a male companion were speeding down Elvis Presley Boulevard when they, quote, lost control for some reason, took a sharp left and drove through the stone wall that is in front of Graceland, Morgan said. The car ended up in the large yard in front of the White House. There were no injuries. We've had a guard on the wall all day today to keep pieces of the wall from going home as souvenirs, he added.
What was her first name?
Dietrich.
Well, yeah, honey, bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
Last person who tried to gate crash Graceland was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee.
When Elvis was alive with a gun in his hand. By the way, folks, last week we made this announcement about how to get a dog style, is that we have discontinued the offer.
And yeah, it's like, you know, it's like you fail a test because you forgot to write your name at the top, you know.
Right, well, you guys failed the test because we just got too many people sent in tapes without a self-addressed stamped envelope. One guy sent in, like, two cassettes with one little envelope with a 25-cent stamp on it. Like, I'm supposed to go wait in line at the post office to mail these things. Forget it. Another guy sent me $1.05. He didn't send in the envelope, you know. It's
forget it. Going to go to his little postal scale in the kitchen.
If you want a
dog
style cassette, find somebody who's already got one and dub it. That's the best I can tell you. You can Xerox the little cover or become my friend, and that's not very easy. or rewarding.
Ooh.
Anyway. Oh, we got more of this.
Harsh vitriol.
Yeah, do you think there's a vibe?
Smell the darkness.
Is that a possibility, you suppose?
It's possible. You never know with Roscoe. When he gets his, he's on the trail of something, it's hard to get him his mind on business.
I did have the pleasure of seeing him two weeks ago, actually.
How did he seem?
Yeah, real good. He's wailing along, you know, heavy country, the tour bus said.
That anything that moves thing of his?
Oh, no, he's kind of calmed down on that.
The last thing he said before he left was, big amps, brother.
Yeah, that kind of sums it up.
Yeah. Well, if we could get the tri-state area just thinking $300,000, maybe it'll sort of like, you know.
Oh, yeah, he still has the mantra going, you bet.
Maybe it'll just sort of raise the hackles in the back of his neck and he'll remember. Think about it, folks, especially you folks living near the Empire State Building. It'll help.
Yeah, there seems to be a scandal about the bodies from the Iranian plane. How about that Navy, huh?
Woo!
Good shot.
Nothing like a peacetime Navy.
It seems that now the U.S. Navy is claiming that the bodies that were found, remember, you saw the pictures of all those big bloated bodies laying around the water, that those were planted by Iranians. Look at this guy. Look at this guy's been on the line for like 10 minutes trying to call here.
What do you want, pal?
Send me a psychic message, bro.
I think we should answer that. Maybe that's like a girl or something.
Then
never happened, Lieutenant.
Not in the summertime. They're at the beach soaking up needles. Oh, yeah, and so they think that these bodies were planted because had the bodies come from the plane, they would have been all shredded up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's the story.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, any excuse in a storm, you know?
Yeah. Well, we shot the plane down, but those aren't the real bodies.
Well, there's a writer's striking, huh?
it's tough. Yeah, I think Eddie G.
Yeah, get Eddie G on that.
Yeah, the
one.
Only
Eddie
thing
G
they could come up with in the strike-breaking writer's pool at the Pentagon was what plane?
Well, you see Ed Meese's resignation speech. He said he's real proud of his record on the war on drugs. He should be proud. There's more drugs than ever. Anyway, bluesman Eddie Vincent bought the farm, as I'm sure they're playing 75 straight hours of them over on KCR.
Uh-huh.
We'll spare you that because the guy only had two or three basic songs anyway. This is the best one, says the Hound. And wishing you a fond farewell, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent.
Yeah. Keep your head clean.
Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
She was good for us. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound, on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers. Give me the feedback on that.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Well, I see our time is running out. And remember, next week we're going to, we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to break into this, folks, for the, you'll find out in 1 second. Let me find this. You know, we've been doing the break-in version of the Undependable Vibe Report. There it is. Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, just pulled into Houston. Missed you guys last week. Things got a little stretched.
Things got stretched?
Things got stretched.
I hope so.
Up in the Midwest, you know. It was, we were at Summerfest and there was a heavy duty jam going on.
Well, we heard a whole nother story about where you were that day.
Oh, yeah? Was it any good?
Oh, it was a good one.
Oh.
It's so good we can't tell it on the air.
That's good.
I'm spilling the beans on you, Sco.
Oh, yeah, Den is here. He's reporting.
Hey, Sco.
He's reporting all your doings.
Yeah, we were at Summerfest and then we rocked, you know, to like 7,000 people. And when we were done, this guy put me in a fast car and sent me down to this bar where if you played at Summerfest, you could jam for free drinks. And I did my number one Neil Young impersonator routine with the guys from Treat It Right and the Bodine.
There you go.
Drank a few free drinks. Then we went to Lake Geneva, did a little water skiing, get a bucket of balls at the driving range. The other day I was in Tulsa, I was ice skating.
Life on the road.
Yes. It's all true.
Anyway, so we got a vibe report this week?
Well, this week's vibe, I guess, is just a power of radio kind of vibe. Because, you know, radio does reach a lot of people. And when Jack was in Chicago, he gave me some messages, and one of them sounded pretty amazing. And it was from Ann, and I don't have her phone number anymore, and I think she listens to your show.
Ann, which Ann?
Ann Casanelli.
Oh, okay.
So, Ann, if you're listening...
Way to go, Ann.
I just know.
I sure wish you, I did.
No, there's,
so what was the message again? Don't talk over this, guys. I got Dan and Il Bruce here.
Well, tell him to shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
The message is...
Shut up. Yes, the message is...
Because, I want to respond.
Oh, you want her number. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening there, Beb, you could call here or call the Pines and leave your number.
Yeah, power of radio. The power of radio.
Well, she can't be at the
week.
She can't be at the beach this week because they closed all the New York beaches.
Well, that's good. That's good for your show.
Yeah.
Right for Jerry. I don't know if it's right for Jerry. Right for Jerry.
Whatever's right for Jerry is right for the Hound.
Has Jerry heard your act? Yes. I don't think so. Well, how's El Bruce? What's up with him?
He's got a new hat.
Yeah, not a whole lot, Rosk.
Is it creased down the middle?
Yeah, yeah. The standard goober thing, yeah.
The El Bruce crease?
Yep. Yeah, so the rain runs off either side.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
I don't know, I'm supposed to be spouting.
Okay.
But I just woke up and I ate beef.
Oh, yeah?
And tell Mikey I'll be back in time for this Boy Brothers gig.
Okay.
This is great. This is like all the messages.
Yeah.
And prior warning for the other folks, too.
Well,
right?
Whatever messages were on your answering machine, they no longer exist because Den rewound it and destroyed it.
Yeah. Den is a technical genius.
It's true.
But he has this huge hand. It's amazing.
Things haven't been the same here without him.
Oh. Denoir.
Roscoe.
Den Master.
Well, Rosk, thanks for the call.
Hey.
And be checking in there.
My pleasure, dude.
Take it easy, Rosk.
Good vibes to you, bro, and big amps.
Big amps.
Big amps.
Adios.
Big amps. The State of the Vibe Report, folks. See, some people say they like it better when it fades to that beep, and some people don't like that. They think it's unprofessional radio. I think I do like the fading beep.
Yeah, it's got a kind of punctuation vibe about it.
Yeah. I forgot where we were. We had just played the King Kong hair straightener ad.
And then
we were going into, right, the cellos.
Japanese sandman, take 16.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
What's that up here?
Wait a minute.
The
juice
is off. The get off. The G-Tong.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Who are you?
I am the Japanese Sandman.
You looking like a Japanese Sandman.
I go red, red, green, orange, green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red, green, red,
Japanese salmon from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me. I wear a pinstripe jacket made of chunky fuyang. A polka dot shoes made of yang sang. I got a mingo lord from a mingo toy. A purple blue pants from old mingo shanks. I'm the Japanese salmon from across the sea. Hey, all you babies, pay attention to me. Just a step out and make the plane. Or we'll go down in
hate the big things to say. All I get to say is, oh, he goes a rang tang ding dong, ranky sandy, honey, rang tang ding dong, ranky sandy, wall, rang tang ding dong, ranky sandy, rang tang ding dong, it's the young honey, rang tang ding dong, ranky sandy, rang tang ding dong, rang tang.
Suffering from MB? Moldy basement? Listen to me. Don't lose tools and valuable bubble clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier. The world's only complete humidifier. Just plug it in with no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind, because the RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifier turns itself on. Takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidifier is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidifier alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the only completely automatic electric dehumidifier from America's most complete family of home appliances. RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
Come back home, 'cause I swear I'll treat her right. I'll give her everything I have and all of it. Well, I know I'm to blame for the reason we're apart. If she'll only come back home, she'll end these pains in my heart. You know I want my baby.
She's never ever come home late. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Meanwhile, back in outer space. Hey, this is WFMU, East Orange, broadcasting from Uppsala College and Chicken Shack. That was the Isley Brothers, She's So Respectable. We heard Hunky Dory with I Want My Baby Back. The cellos, Ring Tang, Ding Dang, Dong, however that goes. A Vibe Report broke in the middle of that. The Midnighters with Tore Up. Johnny and Joe with Spinning. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent with Good Bread Alley. Anyway. Den.
Yo.
Denwa.
Yo.
You were telling us about jellyfish.
Jellyfish, yes.
Why don't you tell the folks what jellyfish are and your jellyfish encounter?
Jellyfish are grain alcohol jello, basically.
Mixed with like jello or just
no, well,
molded
you know,
into a gelatin form.
Yeah, and it's they serve them in those little paper pill cup kind of things. You
Ooh.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They have the creases along the sides.
And they're made out of grain alcohol.
They're grain alcohol.
And you just sort of eat them like they're like one of those
yeah, you just
worm
sort of
things.
You just sort of slurp them on down by the handful like all the 18-year-old girls do, as Michael McMahon can attest.
Where was this?
Oh, this was in Lafayette,
Louisiana,
where they have this whole strip where this guy we knew grew up there, and apparently it's sort of a rite of passage sort of thing, where they say, okay, the cops, the authorities or whatever powers that be say, figure they're going to drink at 15, we might as well like get them all doing it in one place. And it's been
There's
like
that.
There's
a fine idea.
Yeah, it worked. Everybody was having fun.
They can
fun.
Set aside my block for that in New York.
But the jellyfish, you get the admission. This was with Dash Riprock, actually, and who were...
friends of the family.
Yeah, yeah. And we drove up, and it said, it's men $3, girls $2, and you got a jellyfish with the price of admission. And subsequent jellyfishes were 50 cents, I think. So for a few bucks.
Yeah, we're definitely
it was a good time.
We're definitely living in the wrong
emergency room.
Wrong town. Anyway, it's
Did you see Warren Storm down there, man?
No.
Me and Todd checked out Warren Storm in the Motel 6 in Lafayette.
He was playing at the Motel 6 or
yeah.
You just went to check him out there?
No, he was playing in the lounge there. Chevy's Lounge.
Chevy's Lounge.
It's like truckers
welfare,
only. Very cool.
Welfare.
It's what becomes of these
motel.
Guys.
No, it's a trucker motel.
Oh, that's
anyway,
even better.
The ballots out. The ballots are out for the 1989 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Great.
And this year's nominees are Laverne Baker, Hank Ballard, Booker T, Bobby Bland, Ruth Brown, Solomon Burke. What does he have to do with rock? Kring Curtis, Bobby Darin, Dion, Duane Eddy, The Four Seasons. Ugh. The Four Tops, The Impressions, Gladys Knight, Little Willie John, Carole King, Frankie Lyman, Martha and the Vandellas, Wilson Pickett, The Platters, Lloyd Price, Otis, Jimmy Reed, The Rolling Stones, Del Shannon, surprising but classic choice there, The Temptations, Ike and Tina Turner, she's ridiculous, Gene Vincent, Chuck Willis, and Stevie Wonder in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
King of the Chromatic Heart.
But I noticed one thing.
Considered him the King of Rock somehow.
There are 30 nominees, 10 of which were recorded for Atlantic Records or its subsidiaries.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole thing is
interestingly
just,
enough.
Interestingly enough, you know, Jerry Wexler is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Link Wray isn't. What does this mean?
Go figure. Dick Dale didn't even get nominated.
It means it's just basically a bunch of crap.
Yeah,
but
business as usual.
But at least Mike Love put an end to anybody ever thinking about taking it seriously. I mean, he did take acid and ramble off at the mouth to a ridiculous extent last year. So I think this year everybody's just probably going to
think it's a joke, which it kind
of
is.
What's amazing is that this guy Paul Schaefer turns up at all of these things. Like, he's been in rock and roll for like 50 years or something, the Atlantic thing. He like fronted the band when they jammed after the banquet this year, you know? What the hell is up with that?
What's up with that? I don't know.
He's some rich, really rich, powerful woman's son, I think.
Is that what it is? I don't know. Paul's, you know, we're gonna need a band to back up like five of the most famous and excellent people in the history of rock and roll. Who can we get? Oh,
Paul Schaefer immediately comes to
mind. I tell you, the Paul Schaefer's band backing Liza Minnelli on that version of that Billie Holiday song on Letterman the other day. I mean, I wish I would have, if I would have taped it, I would have played it. It was like it was worse than that Sonny Bono live Laugh at Me we used to play. It was so unbelievably painful. You know, they're terrible, and she's terrible, but they were terrible in whole different universes. Like, they weren't even on the same stage. And they got a standing ovation out of the kind of dinkleberries that go to the David Letterman show.
Okay, you're putting on the Atlantic 50th anniversary thing. Otis is dead, but you want to have the Otis and Carla duet. Who do you get to replace Otis?
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Well, the bar room, it was crowded. Everybody there was high. That's when I seen my baby while I was passing by. And I couldn't understand it. Didn't think she'd let me down. Thank you.
Mighty battle coming, and it's well now on its way. It'll be fought at Armageddon. It shall be a sad, sad day. In the book of Revelation, words in chapter 16 say, there'll be gathered their great armies for that battle on that day. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been trouble and tribulation, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. Turn the pages of your Bible, and St. Matthew you will see. Start with chapter 24 and read from 1 to 33. In our Savior's blessed word, he said, on earth he prophesied. Oh, he spoke of this great battle that is coming by and by. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been trials and tribulations, there'll be sorrow and despair. Said ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. And your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last. There'll be nation and against nation, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be great signs in heaven, in the sun, the moon, the stars. Oh, the hearts of men shall fail them, there'll be crashing of the teeth. Those who seek it will receive it, mercy at the Savior's feet. All the way from the gates of Eden to the battle of Armageddon, there's been troubles and tribulations, there'll be sorrow and despair. He has said, ye not be troubled, for these things shall come to pass. Then your life will be eternal when you dwell with him at last.
Well, you come home feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet, you're gonna fall on the floor. I keep on telling you, I tell you some more. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't wanna be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, your eyes are baggy and a bloodshot red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better pay attention now to what I said. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, now I'll forgive you for your running around. If you just promise that you come unwound, I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O.
A gear jammer buddy, I live on short order dinner. As a semi driver, I ain't nothing but a winner.
I like my highway straight and my women with curves. I'm 140 pounds of nothing but nerves. My air horns are blasting, my wheels have got spinners. I'm a gear jammer buddy, live on short order dinners. I was driving my semi the other night when I switched to my high beams and saw quite a sight. There was a chick on the shoulder with a flat tire blues. I slammed on my air brakes, I had nothing to lose. The way I stopped, it made the highway thinner. I'm a gear jammer, buddy, I live on short order dinners. I jumped from the cab and I started running back when out of nowhere come a big Cadillac. Three mugs jumped out, and they each had a gun. From the looks on their faces, Lord, I wanted to run. It was a frame-up. I was shaking like a sinner. I'm a gear jammer, buddy, live on short order dinners. Well, a blonde with a flat took my wallet away. She turned to the others, and she said, okay. Then they jumped in the cab, and they wheeled down the road. Could I catch them in my semi with my heavy load? I was loaded up with paint and a lot of paint thinner. I'm a gear jammer, buddy. I live on short order dinners. I jumped in my truck, and I started to chase. And I was closing in behind them. Man, what a race. I started passing on the left, and I cut in close. And the cad left the road and met a telephone post. I thought again of that blonde. I wish I'd never seen her, 'cause the wallet had the dough to buy my short order dinners. I wheeled on out, 'cause I didn't want to linger. But the cops got the mugs, and they pointed the finger. Their story hit the paper the very next day, and my boss cut me off without severance pay. The case went to court, and the blonde told a story that would have made a saint sin and would have faded Old Glory. But the all-male jury believed she told the truth, and up popped the judge, and in fell the roof. He said, I was bad, and to prove his point, I got $100 fine and a month in the joint. Well, if you drive a rig, I got a message for you. Keep your truck on the highway and your eyes on it, too.
The city web began. A fine mess I got myself in. Trying to be her buddy. Trying to make a woman my friend. I took my male ego and faced it under lock and key. I swore no goddamn woman would ever make a fool of me. Then I met this barmaid in my whole damn world cave in. Heaven knows when she sucked my toes, I was pussy whipped again. Self-in. Trying to be a buddy, trying to make a woman my friend. Pussy whipped again, blaming on the whiskey and gin. Oh Lord, pussy whipped again. I knew my chauvinistic ways would someday make her change her mind. Time.
buddy. Trying to make a woman my friend.
That old black ass drinking that old pussy gin. Well, I'm going down that old black ass drinking that old pussy gin. Well, listen to me, baby.
Yeah, I knew I'd get it right. Everything's in a different place. Anyway, this is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. And that was a little hillbilly hangover. We're Don Wade with Busthead Gin. You're feeding back. That's what it is.
I'm playing it.
Oh, I see. And you know, train kept a rolling. Don Wade, yeah, we said that already. David Allen.
I think that was Wild Thing.
David Allen Coe with Pussy Whipped Again. My friend AP made me this tape of dirty David Allen Coe stuff. I can't even read the rest of the song titles over the air, but there's some good ones. Mm-hmm. Take it from me. Johnny Cash, Leave That Junk Alone. Jimmy Lodgison with Gear Jammer. Hank Williams with The Battle of Armageddon. Billy Lee Riley with Trouble Bound. We open up with the Maddox Brothers and Rose and The Meanest Man in Town. Speaking of which, Il Bruce.
Yo.
You look like you got something on your mind there.
No, not really.
You want to read the Dear Meg letter here? This is pretty amusing. We've been reduced to the fourth New York newspaper. The other three were sort of dry. We got Newsday now.
Oh, no, this is still the
color
Post.
Paper.
This is still the Post.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, this is the
Post. This is the
Do
Post.
We have a Newsday today?
Oh, well. Yeah, we got a Newsday.
I just ain't touching the Times because I don't want my fingers to turn black. Oh, midlife mother wants her MTV. Dear Meg, smiling out from the box to the right. Dear Meg, I'm losing my wife to the video business. We're 44. I guess they're 22 each, I don't know. And she's gone into a second childhood. She can sit for hours zapping back and forth from MTV to VH1. I think we all can do that. She knows all the hit videos, and if she doesn't like when she zaps to another channel, she's wild about Want Your Sex, George Michael, Hot Hot Hot, Buster Poindexter, ooh boy, and The Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. The whole thing is like a compulsion.
Those are my three favorites, too.
Tawny, that's apparently his man's wife's name, is worse than their children ever were. Her classical albums and the folk music from our generation are collecting dust while she watches hoodlums like George Michael and John Cougar Mellencamp. I'm at a loss. Is this a midlife crisis or what? Signed, Sour Note. Hound, maybe you should field this one.
Well, Sour Note, be thankful she hasn't gotten into those 900 numbers. Because they should be running up thousands of dollars in phone bills talking dirty to some like Hasidic rabbi on the other line. So it's fairly harmless, you know. If worse comes to worse, you could just, while she's sitting there, go out and bowl something, take up a hobby maybe. I don't know. What else is going on? We have things to announce, renounce, denounce. Who's on? Nobody knows who's on Nick's live music faucet.
Nick, if you're listening, why don't you phone it in, man?
Those of you at the WFMU picnic might want to wish Nick Hill a happy birthday. It's his birthday tomorrow. Ask him how old he is, and he still can't grow sideburns. Carl Perkins is at the Lone Star Monday and Tuesday. He can't grow hair on the top of his head. Dion and Ronnie Spector, Tuesday at the Pier. Both have hairy chests.
Yeah, neither of them can stop growing hair.
Right. The Flesh Tone.
That should be a Paul Schaefer arrival scene, that's for sure.
The Flesh Tone.
No, Ronnie Spector versus
Dion. Yeah, you know Paul Schaefer will make that one. Well, should somebody want to climb up the scaffolding and blow his little brains out,
30-06.
I'll send you a dog style.
30-06. Find the water tower. There's got to be one out there.
Jonathan Richman will be at Maxwell's Sunday and Monday. You know, Todd, our little friend at Maxwell's, he's big on weird things in contract riders. He seems to really like Jonathan Richman's rider because in addition to all the weird health food specifications, he only wants good music played, like, you know, like 50s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
It's in his contract.
So you get Vince in there, turn him off the 50s and 60s together.
Yeah. Fats Domino at the Ritz August 1st through 5th. Johnny Cash's at the Ritz sometimes next month, but it's plenty of time. I don't know when that is. The Yankees are at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Il Bruce is at
Me
Yankee
and Irish
Stadium
Billy
tonight.
Will be all the way up front on the upper deck.
Right. Should you want to send a beer over?
Yeah. Just don't send it from above, okay?
Yeah. WFMU East Orange. I have nothing to say. The genius of Skip and Flip. By the way, Flip of Skip and Flip is Gary Paxton, who went on to bigger and better things in the name and the way of Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, is the Skip of Skip and Flip Skip Henderson from City Lights?
Right.
That makes sense. Don't touch Daddy's shrine. Dominic, get away from the shrine.
And the guy on guitar is Mickey Baker.
Rock with you, Betty Jean. You're real keen. Tonight at the hop, we'll do the chicken drop a stroke. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. With a long, tall Sally, even quit kissing Dinah out in the alley. Betty Jean, you're real keen. Tonight at the hop, we'll do the chicken bop a stroke. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. With a long, tall Sally, even quit kissing Dinah out in the alley. Betty Jean, you're real keen. Tonight at the hop, we'll do the chicken pop a stroke. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll. Come on, Betty Jean, I wanna rock and roll.
7 suicide gang members overpowered a 16-year-old lad and dragged him into the alley. They beat his face into a pulp, murdered him, then took a 9-inch switchblade and cut his heart out for a souvenir. The police found him dead with a huge cavity cut into his chest. A group of teenage gang members steal into a mortuary and drag away a corpse in the middle of the night. They lay it on the table in the hideout and proceed to cut the body into pieces, just to see how it was put together. two teenage boys beat up an 87-year-old man, kill him, for no other reason than his being too feeble to get out of their way in time. Thousands of teenagers rumbling, jitterbugging, bopping, indulging in promiscuous sex, crime, and delinquency. Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing, sniffing glue to get high, drinking cough syrup for a kick, smoking marijuana for a thrill, shooting heroin into the veins to live it up. 11 and 12-year-old girls staggering down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, dead drunk. Teenage girls selling their bodies for pennies. Teenage boys that are turning into homosexuals, bisexuals, and multisexuals. Teenage boys laying on rooftops vomiting, shaking from head to foot, sweating and convulsing, too sick to work an angle to get money for drugs, and torn by the agony of a lifetime habit. A generation of pleasure lovers who spend all their pre-adult lives in a constant pursuit of thrills, sensations, and strange flesh.
Serving time for a armed robbery. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. But when I heard a whistle blow, and I heard started in cell block number 4 and spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, get ready to run. Here comes the warden carrying a tommy gun. Come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you're all gonna get in there. All face Jones said it's no time to quit. I pass the dynamite, God's abuse is fit. Hour, the tear gas got on in. Now we're all back in ourselves, but every now and then.
Did you ever see a Martian beard? The whiskers are purple and curly and weird. And two faces are harder than just one to shave. So two-headed Martians just naturally rave for the cooler, more comfortable shaving they get with push-button lather and blade by Gillette. Yeah, the Gillette Adjustables made lots of pals among the little green men of the Martian Canal. Rippy-dippy-doo-dow, Scooby-Doo. You can and should, that's try it too, because whether it's peach fuzz or whiskers like wire, I'm sure you'll find the chicks admire a clean, close shave, and that's what you get when you harvest your shrubbery with Adjustable Gillette. Now you take it from Daddy, because this ain't no jive. The Gillette Adjustables, $1.95. Now, self-assured, good-looking and cool, that's what you'll be when you follow my rule. Blade and lather. Shave just once that way and say, I think you'll find you'd rather. Yeah, indeedy, it's your best shaving bet. Lather cream and adjustable. Gillette!
Woke up this morning to the frantic rhythm of the clock. Hurry and misery, waking neighbors all over the block. It's a clock ticking rhythm.
This is a hit!
There's a poor cat named Gonga Joe. Got a crazy pat down in Borneo. From his little black feet to his fuzzy duck tail, he's a gone cool cat with a jungle quail. Bum pum 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 pum. Little black Minnie, her hair on a bone, drooping in a corner rocking all alone. Is that Joe my steady date for an itsy bitsy pygmy he can navigate? Bum 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 bee bum 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 bum. Dragon and a dragon let their elbows knock. Pygmy village party to the jungle rock. Babbles laughing in a treetop stone, shrieking and a grinning and a having a bow. Bum 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 bum. Funny little monkey swinging into the crowd, jiggling and a wriggling and a yelling out loud. Tiger comes a dancing and a prancing by, drinking nappy juices makes a tiger cry. Bum 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 bum. Conga Joe and Minnie go at it all alone. Pygmy cat the drumming on a white leg bone. Jungle Moon is jumping, the lions roar. For Conga Joe and Minnie do it just once more. Bum 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 bum.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, there's the hound. I knew I'd find that button. They keep moving it on me. Anyway, that was Mike Wagner and the Bops with Work With Me Annie. Arch Hall Jr., a multi-talented Renaissance man, just about Conga Joe there.
Actor, musician.
Director, producer.
And he applies that same vision to each form he touches.
Each endeavor.
Cecil McNabb Jr. with clock tick and rhythm. Little Johnny and the Rumblers, Riot in Cell Block Number 9. Skip and Flip with Betty Jean. I want to plug this record. This is close to a rock opera as I'll ever hear.
The hound is going off mic now and is looking through the bin.
Yeah, I had it sitting
right here.
He's
got the peanut butter.
Did somebody touch it?
No one's been over there.
There it is.
Dan's sitting.
It's called
the
Big Itch. It's got a bird side and a turd side. The Arch Hall Jr. thing was from the turd side. It's pretty high concept, but there's a great picture here of a guy. See that? That's a guy playing a saxophone with no legs.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need legs to play a saxophone, but, you know, it's a concept right there. And then you got this front picture on the cover. Can you want to describe this little Bruce? You got a good eye for detail.
Like five future Republicans doing like the Bristol Stomp or something in their underwear and socks and something.
And ties.
Boxer shorts and neckties.
And even
white
jackets.
Shirts and jackets. Yeah.
These guys all look like Dean Corll, you know?
the Big Itch.
Big Itch, ladies and gentlemen, on Mr. Manicotti Records.
I swear to God, it's a real record. We got some late-breaking news here. Trump enters Tyson's corner. Donald Trump said today he would act as advisor to Mike Tyson, the heavyweight champion, on business and boxing matters. I think you should move your left up a little there, Mikey. Blah, blah, blah. I can just imagine it in an elevator in one of these, like, Park Avenue buildings, like Helmsley running into Donald Trump and saying, can I borrow your boy for the afternoon?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, he's
if Cut the Motto had lived, you know?
Yeah, but he didn't. I think Mike should lock his door and keep away from everybody for a year.
Including his wife, his sister, and whatever.
His mother-in-law, his manager, and especially Donald Trump and Don King.
Yeah.
14 Marines injured in mortar accident, treated in Honolulu.
More peacetime Army news, folks.
Right, if you'd like to know how they train the Navy to shoot down airliners, here's an example. 14 Marines who were wounded in a mortar accident that killed two other Marines have been flown to Honolulu. The Marines were conducting a night training exercise Wednesday when they were hit by shrapnel from exploding 60-millimeter mortar shells at the Pahuka training area in the Hawaiian Islands. Basically, they were shelling each other.
Yeah, they were they're walking mortar rounds on top of each other. It's a really good indication that Maui Wowie and 3-inch mortar rounds do not mix.
Right.
Something about a peacetime army. At least they learn manners.
Something else that went out. Thanks for the tip by the listener called in. Juvenile Jungle is on TV tonight on the USA Network at 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. So if you have cable...
And if you don't mind sitting through a bunch of annoying night flight intros and outros...
Right, then you have no reason to leave the house. Anyway, we have anything else to announce, to talk about, blah, 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 because I have little to say. But we would like to go into our next thing, a little tribute to entire groups of people who sing and sit when they pee. We'll kick it off with the Shangri-Las.
Bed, you do the banquet, it makes me dumb. Here they are, the girls of the teeming streets. Let's talk to them. Let's see what wild impulses drive them on. You, Hannah Haynes, you hate the slums. You want out. But even greater is your passion for pretty things.
Where'd you get that dress? And that hat? Sam Burns gave them to me. And what'd you give Sam Burns?
One, two, three. Hey. I tried this three. Uh-oh. Three, four, five. Hey. I got tired of his jive. Whoa, 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 we should have never. Uh-oh. Whoa, 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 we should have never. Uh-oh. Whoa, 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 we should have never. Oh, no.
Sweetie, you should have never met me. Shouldn't have never met a sweetie. You should have never met me. Now his memory is down in history. He was a real cool cat.
He was a real cool cat.
And wore a high top hat.
He wore a high top hat.
He was a real cool cat.
He wore a high top hat.
He wore a high top hat.
He was a handsome cat.
Of a burlesque stripper. What do you want? Applause, adulation, money?
The stuff that makes the world go round. I love it.
And you, Vera, what will you pay in decency and self-respect for the kisses and love you hunger for? Will you stop at blackmail, or will you go on to violence and worse?
Get out of this car, you pinky-faced crumb. Get out!
Get out of here, Reggie. Don't start anything now.
I'll teach you to keep your hands off of my
head. Turn around,
sir!
night and their slum-bred boyfriends daring anything, even murder.
You think Chuck killed him? Is that what you're saying?
I don't get paid for thinking. I try to follow tips and evidence. Let go of me, baby.
Chico wears a jacket that says Rebels on the back. His neighborhood's a jungle, so he travels with a pack. When folks say he's bad, like they always do, I get so mad, cause I know it really ain't true. And I should know, cause I'm Chico's girl. Chico learned to come on, so he don't get pushed around. Hard way in the toughest part of town. Now he tries to show he's tough as can be, but he ain't so. Nobody knows it but me. No one knows the tail side. He go hide from the world. A sad man shows just to me.
On your mind?
You, kid.
Get out of here. Now.
You got old Fatso hypnotized, and I can see why. Pretty smart little dame for a farm girl out of nowhere.
What do you mean?
Fatso Christakos. The old goof with the young ideas, that's what I mean. Baby, I gotta hand it to you.
Celia, go. I'm warning you.
I've been watching you real good, kid. You got your eyes open for every pair of pants that walks by. That gambling guy, for instance. Does Fatso know about him?
You're just jealous because I got your job. Well, I'm going to keep it.
Baby, do you know what you... Baby, do you know what you took away? You took.
he hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, but it didn't hurt me. He couldn't stand to hear me say that I'd been with someone new. And when I told him I had been untrue, he hit me, and it felt like a kiss. He hit me, and I knew
back in the jungle.
Yep, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. The Crystals, He Hit Me, and It Felt Like a Kiss, from one of the many fine songs from the pen of Carole King.
Yeah, the hit mistress herself.
Who later had a husband kill himself on her.
Uh-huh.
The Ronettes, I Wish I Never Saw the Sun, unreleased thing there. Kathy Rich, Buddy Rich's daughter, and she has the scars to prove it, with Wild Thing. The Girls with Chico's Girl, the Bobettes, I Shot Mr. Lee. We opened up with the Shangri-Las from Queens, with Out in the Street. Anyway, what up with that, Il Bruce?
Nothing. Going to see the Big Bob Clampett cartoon show on Monday at the Cinema Village. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the sort of the yuppie revisionism of, like, film history, they pretty much just talk about Chuck Jones and Disney. They leave out the three great geniuses of the cartoons, Frank Tashlin, Tex Avery, and this guy Bob Clampett, whose stuff is just like, I mean, you know.
And then there's Jay Ward.
Yeah, you gotta leave and
for
breathe.
Us morons.
Yeah. Well, that was TV, you know. Clampett's showing at Cinema Village on Monday.
Why do you think, I forgot where somebody noticed this, that the only missing major animation house in the Roger Rabbit movie was Hanna-Barbera.
Well, because they hadn't really opened up shop. Joe Barbera Joe Hanna and whatever, William Barbera, were working for MGM at the time that Roger Rabbit takes place. They were directing the Tom and Jerry's, basically. Tom and Jerry were big, you know, conspicuous by their absence, probably because their cartoons weren't nearly as good as some of the others that MGM was doing. Like Droopy.
Yeah. Whatever. We got a few minutes to kill, so we might as well spin a few more records. Unless Den wants to come in and do it.
Den, take a corner. Take a corner. No,
he's nodding.
He's shaking it off.
He's nodding, no.
He's shaking the call off.
By request, Andre Williams and his $5. For a day.
She said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my pony yet, cause I'm moving. Hey, child. Door, turn the key, pull the gear, master pedal to the floor, and you're moving. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony, I don't got a look back. Yeah. Uh-huh. Enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That Barney Bill is the last pony act, boy, it's smooth. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony act, don't gotta look back. Go now.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Time is running out, a new love I found.
It's too late now.
We did it again, folks.
That's two strikes.
Where else can you find such...
This is what we really meant to play.
A glimpse inside radio.
Well, the problem is the labels are reversed on the record.
Much better.
That's why I love her. Love her. Well, I met a pretty girl. She's walking down the street. The kind of girl that I'd like to. Darling, will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I'll never let you go. I really love you, darling. So baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never, never, never let you go. Let you go. Call it love, babe. Yes, sir. I know I love you, darling. I really love you too. I really love you, baby. So, baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never, never go.
Tucker, a bean. Hell, Jane, it really tastes good to me. Oh, 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 Tucker, a bean. Hell, Jane, oh, won't you take a drink with me? It's a good, good wine. It really makes me feel so fine.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Well, I went to the store when they opened up the door. I said, please, please, please give me some more.
White port lemon juice. White port
lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice. White port lemon juice. What'll do to you? Is a white, the B is a port, L is a lemon, and the G is juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do to you?
Yeah, the cues just aren't happening today. Start it again.
I love that playout groove, man.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when they move the board around every week, I just can't even... my hands move automatically and they hit the wrong button, so what can I tell you? Before Deuces with WPLJ, the cufflinks was so tough after several tries. Andre Williams with a moving, that's by request. Anyway, I'd like to thank Andy the road manager.
Yeah.
Il Bruce. Welcome home, the Denster.
Thank you, Hound. I'd just like to say hi to the last roundup if any of them are listening.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys, and thanks, guys.
Anyway, it's time for me to bail on this, and it's a good thing. I probably would have wrecked the place. We'll be back next week, if the good Lord's will, and the crick don't rise, and I can't find anything better to do. And Lores is up next. This is WFMU East Orange. We'll end it off with our old pal, Mr. Baby Gramps.
If you got the gin, yes, I have got the whiskey, mama. If you got the gin, let's put them together, drinky poo, and get drunk again. Hey now, whiskey, what you say, gin? Hey now, whiskey, mama, what you say, gin? Let's put them together, drinky poo, and get drunk again. It don't make no difference, nay, 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 how drunk you may be, oobly, 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 not as long as you don't hold out and drinky wanking with me, oobly, oobly, because I got the whiskey, if you got the gin, Yes, I have got the whiskey, Mom. I know you got some gin. And I know you got some gin. Oh, let's go back to get up, Mama. Now the drink and get drunk again. Washboard, yes, you got the tub. Yes, I have got the washboard, and I know that you got a tub. Let's put them together, man, we can rub it up, dub. Yeah, washboard, what you say, tub? Hey, now, washboard, mama, what you say, tub? Put them together, maybe we can rub it up, dub, dub. It don't make no difference. Nay, nay, nay. How tired you may be, not as long as you don't hold out of my mind. Drinking, winking with me, because I got the washboard if you've got the tub. Yes, I have got the washboard and I know they've got some tub.